All right, so welcome to another deep dive.
Excited to be here.
Today we're going to tackle elevation worship, which you know, listeners have been asking to understand, like, how have they made such a huge impact both within Christian music and even outside of it?
Yeah.
So we've got this article from Christian Culture News.
All right.
And it's called "The Global Impact of Elevation Worship: From Graves into Gardens to Worldly Worship Anthems."
Wow.
And it was published just last week, February 19th, 2025.
Okay.
And get this, their music doesn't just confine to churches anymore.
Ah.
It's actually topping mainstream charts, racking up millions of streams, and even leading to collaborations with secular artists.
Interesting.
So how did a church band from North Carolina become such a global phenomenon?
It's a really good question.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating how their journey is about so much more than just, like, catchy tunes.
Right.
It's really a story of how they tapped into something kind of universal, I think.
Okay, so let's unpack this.
Okay.
Elevation Worship started, you know, with Elevation Church back in 2006, founded by Pastor Stephen Furtick.
Right.
And their mission right from the beginning was to create these really powerful worship experiences that connected people with God through music.
Yeah, and that focus on a shared experience,
right,
that sense of connection, it really laid the groundwork for everything that followed.
So they were riding this wave of what we call the worship anthem, right?
Exactly.
Songs designed for everyone to sing together, creating this feeling of unity and spiritual connection.
Yeah.
But Elevation Worship didn't just ride the wave. They really took it to a whole new level.
Absolutely, they do. They have this way of blending, like, really profound lyrics with incredibly catchy and modern music.
Right.
It's really no wonder their songs resonate so deeply with listeners.
Their song "Graves into Gardens" is a perfect example.
Oh, yeah.
You hear it everywhere.
Yeah.
Churches, the radio, even popping up on Spotify playlists.
Mm.
What makes this song and others like it such an impactful worship anthem?
Well, I think for one thing, the vocals are just incredible.
Right.
They convey such raw emotion and authenticity.
Yeah.
And then there's the music itself, you know?
Yeah.
It's rich and layered, creating an atmosphere that really draws you in.
Mm.
But maybe the most crucial element is the power of the lyrics.
Their lyrics definitely tap into something universal.
Yeah, you're right. And it's not just about religious doctrine or anything like that.
Right.
They tap into these emotions we all experience.
Yeah.
You know, hope in those moments when you feel lost or despairing, the search for redemption, the power of love to heal and bring people together.
Mm.
These are, like, timeless human themes.
Yeah.
And Graves into Gardens is a prime example of that.
Yeah, that metaphor of turning something dead and lifeless into something vibrant and new.
Right.
It speaks to that deep human desire for transformation.
Exactly. It draws on that powerful biblical metaphor.
Yeah.
But in a way that resonates with anyone going through a difficult time.
So that explains some of the success of Graves into Gardens.
Yeah.
But their reach extends far beyond just one song, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Their online presence is enormous.
Yeah.
Millions of streams on platforms like Spotify and Apple Music.
It's really impressive.
It is. And a super engaged social media following.
Right.
They've clearly figured out how to make worship music a part of people's everyday lives.
Yeah. And that's a key part of their global impact.
Right.
You know, you don't have to be sitting in a church pew to connect with their music.
Mm.
And they've even collaborated with several secular artists.
Right.
Blending genres, reaching a whole new audience. It's pretty bold.
Yeah.
And you can really see their ambition to connect with as many people as possible.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think those collaborations risk diluting their core message at all?
Hmm.
Or is it more about expanding their reach in a really savvy way?
That's a great question, and I think it's something a lot of faith-based artists grapple with.
Yeah.
In Elevation Worship's case, though, I think it speaks to their understanding of the universal appeal of music.
Yeah.
Their message is about hope and love. And these are things that resonate with everyone,
right,
regardless of their religious background.
Okay, so from a church band in North Carolina to a group with millions of fans worldwide.
It's amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
Elevation Worship is a global phenomenon.
Right.
But it's more than just streaming numbers, right?
Oh, for sure.
They're out there performing at international concerts and festivals.
Yeah.
Bringing people together from all walks of life.
Exactly. And it's not just about performing their music either.
Right.
They've had their songs translated into various languages.
Wow.
Which allows them to connect with diverse audiences on a deeper level.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's fascinating how they've adapted their music to resonate with different cultures while staying true to their core message.
And it's clearly working.
Yeah.
Their music is massively popular in places like Brazil and South Korea. That really speaks to the universality of their themes.
Yeah.
But you know what really brings it home for me is the personal impact of their music.
Oh, absolutely.
And the article shares some incredibly moving stories from listeners whose lives have been touched by elevation worship.
That's powerful stuff.
Yes.
One person described how Graves Into Gardens gave them hope during a time of immense grief.
Right.
The message of resurrection and transformation.
Mm.
That even in the darkest moments, hope can bloom.
Powerful.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah.
It really highlights the band's ability to provide solace and strength during difficult times.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Another listener shared that their music provided comfort and strength during a period of uncertainty.
Yeah.
It's like these songs offer a lifeline,
right,
a sense of connection when people are going through tough times.
Yeah. And that sense of connection extends beyond individual experiences.
Oh, wow.
One pastor shared how Elevation Worship's music helped their congregation feel closer, creating a powerful sense of unity during their services.
So their music isn't just entertainment.
It's so much more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a source of comfort, inspiration, and connection for people all over the world.
Absolutely.
I'm curious, what do you think the future holds for Elevation Worship?
Mm.
I mean, they've already accomplished so much.
They really have.
What could possibly be next?
Well, the article does hint at some exciting possibilities.
Oh, like what?
Okay, so
give me some details.
All right, well, I think we could expect to see them experimenting even more to broaden their reach.
Okay.
You know, like maybe merging traditional hymns with their modern sounds, bridging the gap between generations.
Mm.
Imagine classic hymns with a fresh contemporary twist.
Wow, that would be incredible.
Yeah.
I can already picture how powerful those songs would be.
Right.
What else?
Well, given their global reach, we could see them incorporating more international styles and rhythms into their music.
Oh, wow.
Imagine the possibilities of blending American worship music with influences from South America or Asia.
Now that would be truly groundbreaking.
Yeah.
A genuinely global sound.
Exactly.
Love it.
And with technology evolving so rapidly,
right,
I wouldn't be surprised if they started experimenting more with live streamed events.
Yeah.
And virtual worship experiences. You know, imagine a live concert streamed to millions of people around the world.
Yeah.
All connected through their love of music and faith.
That's a powerful image.
It is.
But I have to ask, do you think they might ever address more like contemporary issues in their music?
Hmm.
Topics like mental health, social justice, or even political issues.
It's definitely a possibility.
Yeah.
You know, they could release thematic albums that delve into those complex issues.
Right.
Offering a space for reflection and dialogue within their community.
I can see that happening.
Yeah.
It would definitely be bold, and it aligns with their mission of making worship music relevant to people's lives.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, all of this raises a bigger question.
Okay.
What does the rising popularity of worship music, especially groups like Elevation Worship,
right,
tell us about the role of faith and spirituality in today's world?
That's a great question. And it really speaks to the larger cultural phenomena that's happening right now.
Yeah.
We're seeing worship music enter the mainstream in a big way.
For sure.
It's not just confined to churches anymore.
And Elevation Worship seems to be at the forefront of that movement.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've managed to create music that's both deeply personal and universally appealing.
Right.
Blurring the lines between what's considered sacred and secular.
You've hit the nail on the head.
Hmm.
Their music speaks to the human experience in a way that transcends religious boundaries.
Yeah.
It's about hope, love, resilience, and the search for meaning.
Right.
Themes that resonate with everyone.
Yeah.
They're helping to redefine what worship can look like in the 21st century.
Mm.
It's not just about hymns and church.
Right.
It's about finding connection and meaning and inspiration, however that works for you.
You're right. And that's such a powerful message, especially in a world that can often feel divided and disconnected.
Absolutely.
They're creating a new language for expressing faith and spirituality,
mm-hmm,
one that speaks to people from all walks of life.
And they're using that language to build communities.
Right.
To foster a sense of belonging and to remind people that they aren't alone in this journey called life.
It's amazing to think how far they've come from their humble beginnings as a church band in North Carolina.
Yeah, it really is.
But this deep dive has given me a whole new appreciation for Elevation Worship.
Me too.
And the impact they're having on the world.
It's been fascinating to explore their journey and consider the larger cultural trends that they're a part of.
I feel like we've only just scratched the surface.
Oh, absolutely.
There's so much more to explore.
There are so many layers to this story.
Yeah.
But for now, let's take a quick break and then come back to connect this to the bigger picture.
Sounds good.
All right.
We'll be right back. All right, so we've talked about Elevation Worship's incredible journey, but let's zoom out a bit and connect this to the bigger picture.
Okay.
What does their success and this whole rise of worship music tell us about our culture right now?
I think it points to a real hunger for something deeper than just entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, people are looking for meaning, for connection, for something that truly feeds their soul.
It makes sense, right?
Yeah.
In a world that feels increasingly chaotic and uncertain, people find solace in music that connects them to something bigger than themselves.
Absolutely. And worship music, with its themes of hope, redemption, and love, offers a sense of peace and belonging that a lot of people find incredibly appealing.
It's interesting, though.
Right.
While worship music is rooted in faith,
right, it
seems to be connecting with people who wouldn't necessarily consider themselves religious.
Right.
What do you make of that?
That's a really important observation.
Yeah.
And it highlights this blurring of lines between sacred and secular.
Right.
We're seeing more and more people find meaning and inspiration in music that traditionally belonged only in a religious setting.
It's like worship music is becoming a universal language.
Yeah.
A way for people from all walks of life to connect to something bigger than themselves, regardless of their specific beliefs.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
It's almost like music is creating a new kind of shared space.
Mm.
A place where people can come together and experience a sense of unity and transcendence.
Right.
It's about tapping into those universal human experiences and emotions that we all share.
And Elevation Worship is right at the forefront of this movement.
Yeah, they are.
They've figured out how to make music that is both deeply personal and universally appealing.
Exactly. Their music speaks to the human experience in a way that transcends religious boundaries.
Mm.
It's about hope, love, resilience, and the search for meaning.
Right.
Things we all grapple with.
So in a way, they're helping redefine what worship looks like in the 21st century.
I think so.
It's not just hymns in a church.
Right.
It's about finding that connection, meaning, and inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
However that works for you.
Precisely.
And that's a powerful message, especially in a world that can often feel so divided and disconnected.
Absolutely.
You know, this whole deep dive has been eye-opening for me.
Yeah, me too.
I had no idea just how much impact Elevation Worship was having on the world.
It's been a real pleasure unpacking their story.
Yeah.
They've accomplished some amazing things.
They really have.
And it's clear they're part of a much bigger cultural shift.
I feel like we've only scratched the surface here.
We have.
But we are getting close to the end of our time.
Okay.
Any final thoughts before we wrap things up?
Well, there's one thing that keeps coming back to me.
Okay.
We've talked about Elevation Worship connecting people across cultures and backgrounds.
Right.
But I can't help but wonder about the future of this whole phenomenon.
What do you mean?
Well, will this trend continue to grow? Will we see even more artists blending faith and popular music in new and innovative ways?
Yeah.
What will that look like?
That's a really interesting question.
Yeah.
Do you think this could lead to a whole new genre of music?
It could.
One that's both deeply spiritual and widely accessible.
It's certainly a possibility.
Right.
And if that happens, Elevation Worship will have been a key part of paving the way.
For sure.
But it also raises other questions.
Like what?
Well, as worship music becomes more mainstream, will it retain its spiritual depth? Will it become more about entertainment than about that genuine connection?
Those are good questions.
Yeah.
I think as listeners, it's our responsibility to be mindful of that, to approach this music with an open heart and be willing to engage with its deeper meaning.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
And remember, it's not just about passively listening.
Right.
It's about engaging with the music, allowing it to spark reflection and conversation, and ultimately to help us connect with something larger than ourselves.
Beautifully said.
Thanks.
You've given us a lot to think about today.
The pleasure was all mine.
Yeah.
It's been a fascinating conversation.
And for you listening, we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah.
What role does music play in your life?
Right.
Especially when it comes to your faith or spirituality.
Good question.
Let's keep this conversation going.
Yeah.
Hit us up on social media.
Because ultimately, this deep dive isn't just about Elevation Worship.
Right.
It's about the power of music to connect us, inspire us, and remind us that we're not alone.
Perfectly perked.
Thanks.
A huge thank you to you for joining us for this deep dive into the world of Elevation Worship.
It's been great being here.
It's been a pleasure exploring this fascinating topic with you.
Yeah.
We hope you've walked away with some new insights and perspectives.
Me too.
And until next time, keep those headphones on and those minds open.
Good advice.
Remember, sometimes the deepest dives lead to the most unexpected discoveries. You know, it's funny.
What's that?
I was listening to Graves Into Gardens again in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And it struck me how masterfully they use musical techniques to amplify that feeling of transformation.
Right.
It starts with this somber piano melody and gradually builds like layer by layer until it explodes into this anthem of hope.
Oh, wow.
You can practically feel the weightlifting as they sing about graves turning into gardens.
It's a brilliant example of how they utilize dynamics to create an emotional experience.
Yeah.
That crescendo, that buildup of energy,
right.
It perfectly mirrors the lyrical journey of moving from darkness to light, from despair to hope.
Mm.
It's not just about the words,
yeah.
It's about the feeling.
And that's what's so remarkable about elevation worship.
Yeah.
They've managed to crack the code of creating music that speaks to both the head and the heart.
Right.
It's intellectually stimulating, sure,
mm-hmm.
but it also moves you on a visceral level.
Absolutely.
You feel it in your bones.
You really do.
Yeah.
They've tapped into a kind of musical alchemy,
mm.
blending these profound theological ideas
right.
with contemporary sounds and production techniques.
Yeah.
The result is music that feels both ancient and modern, familiar and groundbreaking, all at the same time.
That blend, that willingness to push boundaries,
yeah.
is a big part of why they've been able to reach such a diverse audience. They're not afraid to experiment, to draw inspiration from different genres and cultures.
It's refreshing, isn't it?
It is.
They're not content to stay in a musical box.
Right.
They're constantly pushing the boundaries of what worship music can sound like.
Yeah.
And that's attracting listeners who might not typically be drawn to this kind of music.
It makes you wonder.
What's that?
What if this is just the beginning?
Hmm.
What if Elevation Worship's success is a sign of something bigger?
Okay.
A shift in how we experience faith and spirituality in the modern world.
That's a question worth pondering.
It is.
Are we witnessing the birth of a new spiritual language?
Hmm.
One that speaks through the universal language of music.
Yeah.
One that transcends dogma and doctrine.
Right.
And speaks directly to the human longing for connection, meaning, and hope.
It's an exciting thought.
It really is.
And if that's true, then Elevation Worship isn't just a band.
Right.
They're pioneers shaping the future of how we connect with something larger than ourselves.
And that, my friend, is why this deep dive has been so fascinating.
Yeah.
We haven't just been talking about a band.
Right.
We've been exploring a cultural phenomenon. A potential paradigm shift in how we understand and experience faith and spirituality in a rapidly changing world.
You've given us a lot to think about today.
Oh, the pleasure was all mine.
But before we let you go, we want to leave you with a challenge.
Okay, I like it.
Pay attention to the music that moves you.
Right.
The songs that lift your spirits and make you feel connected to something larger than yourself.
Hmm.
Ask yourself,
okay,
what is it about that music that resonates so deeply?
Yeah.
What does it reveal about your own search for meaning and purpose?
Those are great questions.
Maybe, just maybe.
Yeah.
Those songs are guiding you towards a deeper understanding of yourself
right.
and your place in this beautiful, messy, awe-inspiring world.
It's been a pleasure diving deep with you today.
It really has.
Until next time.
Yes.
Keep seeking, keep exploring,
yeah.
keep listening.
Thanks for joining us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.